We want to talk about their defense, and to do so, we're going to bring on one of the new and talented writers at silverandblacktoday.com. Nick Cothrell joins us. And Nick, your piece that ran today, you talked about the Raiders offense and this kind of tough task that they face. Of course, the Raiders offense did so well in week one, came out, scored 34 points. But you look at this Saints team, experienced all the way through, up front, in the middle, and on the back end. What specifically, number one, is this Raiders offense going to have to deal with that they didn't have to deal with in Carolina?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. So ultimately, what sticks out to me is they returned 8 starters from last year's defense. And most notably, they have Cam Jordan, who gets after the quarterback at a pretty alarming rate. He had 15 sacks last year. And with the uncertainties of Trent Brown, is he going to play? And then replacing him with Sam Young, who also suffered a groin injury, can he hold down the right side, or are they going to have to turn to Denzel Good, who's had limited experience? So I think that's going to be kind of the real test. Are they going to be able to control the Saints' pass rush?
Yeah, no, that's going to be one of the major factors in the game. But Scott mentioned earlier the secondary, and that's not just the corners, but that's also the safeties. All these guys have the ability to go get the ball and make a play on it. You know, you got Jack Rabbit, Janoris Jenkins, you got Marshawn Lattimore, Malcolm Jenkins. All those guys are problems.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, they picked off Tom Brady twice last week. And Derek Carr, you know, there's that narrative around him that he's dinking and dunking. He took a couple shots last week. But like you said, they have guys on the back end. So I kind of expect Derek to pick his spots when he does want to attack downfield. I don't think it's going to be anything too overboard. But kind of when the moment's right, I think you could see at least a couple shots downfield.
Well, when you look at it, you talked about, Nick, the matchup that sort of favors that Saints defense, and it's up front, especially if Trent Brown can't go. But on the other side of the ball, with the Raiders offensively trying to get things going, this is a case of, hey, deja vu, right? Because last week, you really needed to get Josh Jacobs going so that you could go downfield to Henry Ruggs, which is kind of, as you call it, the new wrinkle in the Raiders offense. But that game plan of using Josh Jacobs, that doesn't change against this defense, even though they're more stacked?
I wouldn't say so. You know, this offense runs through Josh Jacobs, as you saw in week one, getting 3 touchdowns. But the Saints are tough up front, even against the run. They were 3rd in the NFL last season in stopping the run. But that's John Gruden's bread and butter. So I don't think that you can hesitate from that. And then working off the run, implementing play action to kind of give the defense a little bit of fits and open up some separation for the Raiders receivers to get involved in the passing game.
What does Dennis Allen, in your opinion, do so well as far as possibly like disguising his defenses to try to make it difficult on Derek Carr or whatever quarterback's back there to try to get those big chunk plays?
You know, he brings a lot of blitzes. The Saints are not afraid to bring the house. And the continuity they have on defense with guys that have played together for such a long time, I think they just communicate pretty well with one another. They know their proper assignments, and Dennis Allen has been a big part of bringing in that continuity and guys that thrive in his system, because he's done a great job since taking over there in New Orleans.
Yeah, and after getting fired on the tarmac, JT the Brick was talking about when he was on the flight back from London with the Raiders, and they landed, and that's when Allen got the cut from the Raider organization. Interesting story. Nick Cothrell from silverandblacktoday.com joins us. He writes about the NFL, the Raiders there. And Nick, one of the guys you brought up in your piece is Bryan Edwards. Now, Bryan Edwards last week didn't see a lot of targets or anything like that, but that's how it's going to go for the Raiders, right? They have all those tools on offense themselves, and in any given game, depending on how it unfolds, one guy can step up, another guy might not get the numbers, but he's doing the work in the trenches, whether it be blocking or being a decoy, whatever. What is it with Bryan Edwards in this game do you think maybe gives him a chance to jump out and let people across the country know he's there and be a good target for Derek Carr?
Yeah, you know, like we pointed out, that Josh Jacobs is going to be involved early, and I think that's the key, is bringing in guys, the safeties, bringing them into the box, and then taking some shots on the outside. Now, They have Marshawn Lattimore and Janoris Jenkins outside, both of them established corners in the league. But Bryan Edwards is bigger than both of them, and he's someone who can really box out his defenders. And as we've seen from Derek Carr's college days with Devontae Adams to now in the NFL, dating back to his time with Michael Crabtree, he gravitates to those type of receivers. So that could be a spot where if they're inside the red zone, Derek Carr could look to Bryan Edwards if he's matched up with, let's say, Janoris Jenkins, as Bryan Edwards is quite a bit bigger than some of the corners they have.
Do you think this is a game potentially that you could see more of Darren Waller and Foster Moreau on the field at the same time?
You know, I would hope so. I think Foster Moreau is a very intriguing tight end. Still young, still has to learn some things. I was pretty shocked with the signing of Jason Witten this offseason. But I think, I think you could see some of that because if they need to stay home and block to kind of reframe the Saints' defensive front, both of those guys are capable of doing that. And then if they need to cut loose and go out for a route, they can do that as well. So I think they should use a little bit more of Darren Waller and Foster Moreau. I know Waller was limited a little bit last week, but we all know what he's capable of.
All right. Nick Cothrell from silverandblacktoday.com. Get up there, read his story today about the Raiders offense against the Saints veteran defense. Nick, we'll see you on down the line, buddy. We'll talk to you real soon.
Right on. Thanks, guys. Keep doing your thing.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that defense, man, it's going to – look, the Raiders have more offensive weapons, but the matchups are going to be real interesting on Monday night. All right, we're going to step aside, top of the hour break. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls. We'll also be joined by Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's going to talk to us about the new Raider image story. You got your cash ready or now – wait, you can't use cash because there's a shortage. You have to use your debit card.
I ain't got no cash. None. Yeah, I ain't got no cash on my debit card neither.
You can buy a $5,000 Swarovski crystal helmet. But I'll tell you what, man, I saw some cool hoodies. We'll ask Mick. We'll have Mick on right after the break to talk about Allegiant Stadium and, of course, the Raider image store there and all the cool jazz stuff they got going down right off of Al Davis Way. You're listening to the Silver and Black Today only on Raider Nation Radio.